We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Final presidential showdown, the final presidential debate last night in Nashville between President Trump and Joe Biden.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
That's exactly what he's going.
A very different presidential debate in terms of substance last night and interruptions or chaos. Aaron Katursky is joining us live this morning. Aaron, what is the take after this?
Yeah, I think certainly that it was easier on the ears, wasn't it, Susan? I mean, there were far fewer interruptions. The moderator, Kristen Welker, handled that pretty well, also having a mute button on the candidates for the initial two-minute responses to the main questions probably helped with that. And so I think Americans were treated to a downright conventional debate, or at least what passes for conventional in 2020. But I think For all of the differences in tone, substantively, there weren't very many differences from the candidates' approaches. And voters were treated to vastly different approaches on health care, on coronavirus, and even, as in the clip you just played, on this notion that Joe Biden is corrupt. That was President Trump's mission, to come into the debate with the intention of painting Joe Biden as corrupt, but he never really landed a clean blow. I mean, if you've been following along with a rather confusing, not fully substantiated story about Hunter Biden, maybe some of that stuff meant something to you. But Joe Biden turned around the corruption allegations to say, you haven't released any taxes. What are you hiding?
It's kind of startling to notice, you know, you mentioned the differences in their positions on issues. And you go back to the first debate, and the only thing you really noticed is the difference in demeanor and in personality. And now voters actually maybe for the first time see beyond just the differences in personality.
And I think you've seen a quite different approach on coronavirus, for example. President Trump pretty much going an optimistic route, saying the virus is going away in the face of all the evidence. And Joe Biden says there's a dark winter ahead, and he has no plan. On health care, the president said we're going to take care of people with pre-existing conditions. Joe Biden says, how are you going to do that? You're in court right now seeking to overturn Obamacare. On climate and energy, the president accused Joe Biden of endorsing a trillion-dollar clean energy plan that would, to Biden's own admission, eventually get Americans away from fossil fuels. And the president was almost gleeful, and he said, do you hear that, Pennsylvania? Do you hear that, Texas? Do you hear that, Oklahoma? Of course, Joe Biden walked that back a little bit later, but if the president is indeed worried about Texas and Oklahoma, that may say something more than about an energy plan.
And both camps are claiming victory after last night, too, right?
As they always do. And I think there are, you know, two different measures. On one hand, you know, the president gets credit for not being a bullet in a China shop, but he was no different in terms of his substantive presentation. I mean, he's been talking this way on health care, on COVID, on everything for a long time now. And Joe Biden forced him to play a little bit of defense, especially on taxes and releasing taxes. He pressed him on China and his foreign entanglements as the president tried to paint Joe Biden with his son's business activities And so the Biden campaign feels like this was probably his best debate. It may have been President Trump's best debate, too. But the onus has been on the president, trailing in the race, to change the trajectory. Did this debate do it? Not sure.
All the talk going in is, whose mind is this actually going to change? Everyone's going to watch, but, you know, everyone's only going to come away thinking the exact same thing they did. When should we have an idea from polling if this actually did move the meter one way or another?
We'll probably get some polling. I know we have people out in the field now, so, you know, through the weekend we'll probably get some good polling that may include impressions of the debate next week. But remember, Brian, nearly 50 million Americans have already voted. That is a staggering total. And perhaps, you know, a third or more of all voters. So minds have been made up here for a long time. And it's hard to see if any one particular moment of this debate, fluid though it may have been, is actually going to shake up what has been, until now, a very stubborn race.
Aaron, appreciate very much. Aaron Katursky joining us this morning following last night's debate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.